You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Utah loves its board games, but am I wrong to say we suffer through one of them? The granddaddy of them all, I've never heard anyone say, "We played a zesty game of Monopoly last night. So much fun!" No. It's more like you pick the thimble or the top hat, and it's downhill from there. A slog till everybody's bankrupt or someone bravely says, "I'm so tired, I'm done, I'm out." But did you know that Monopoly, this exercise in raw capitalism, began as a game for liberals? Yes, originally it was called the Landlord's Game. The New York Times says it was invented by Elizabeth Magee in 1904. She filed her patent the same day the Wright brothers patented their airplane. Elizabeth Magee's message in creating the game was that people shouldn't have to pay taxes. Elizabeth and many others at the time thought landowners should pay tax on their land to fund the government and thereby eliminate lower class poverty. It was the guiding principle of her game, which she sold to Parker Brothers for $500. In today's money, that's about $11,000. Parker Brothers did nothing with it, and Elizabeth Magee was forgotten by history. If you look it up on the web, the history books say Monopoly was invented by Charles Darrow 25 years later, but he only tuned up this game. Parker Brothers released his version during the Great Depression, and people all over the country could become millionaires at their kitchen tables. Or become very bored, because it's Monopoly.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.